The fentanyl crisis has played a significant role in the U.S. Senate race with both candidates, incumbent Democrat Bob Casey and his challenger, Republican David McCormick, accusing each other of contributing to a problem that costs Pennsylvania several thousand lives every year. WHYY politics reporter Carmen Russell Suchansky filed this report.
This is my Jacqueline. She is the oldest of our five children. Jack's little struggle with addiction started with a joint, smoking a joint in high school.
Michael and Denise Trask lost their daughter Jacqueline to fentanyl when she was 26. The Trasks hosted a gathering with other parents who lost their children to the crisis at their house in Philadelphia. The event was organized by Greg Swan, founder of Fentanyl Fathers.
No, thank you. Thanks for doing it. Yeah, most people run away sometimes when they see us because we're bereaved, but now you're running into the solution.
Denise Trask holds a picture of Jacqueline while she shares her daughter's story.
She always was that rebel child. We all know them. She always pushed the envelope. She was that kid. And then she straightened herself up for a while, and we got her help, and she blossomed. She did amazing. And then Jacqueline had a fatal overdose in 2016.
Tears fall as everyone shares their heartbreaking experiences. Also listening is Republican Senate candidate David McCormick.
When you talk about these names, your beautiful children, when they understand that this happens to everybody and that this is a true poison, and each of the stories is more heartbreaking than the next, when I hear that, and I think when others hear that, so your bravery is so necessary to solving this. I think it allows people to humanize it in a way that they go, okay, 100,000 means 100,000 of beautiful, beautiful children.
Every year.
Right.
The fentanyl crisis has been a significant issue in the race between Republican McCormick and incumbent Democrat Bob Casey, particularly because each candidate blames the other for contributing to the scourge. Casey points to McCormick's time as CEO at Bridgewater Associates, which invested millions in HumanWell Healthcare Group, a Chinese fentanyl producer. This is an ad the Casey campaign released.
As CEO of Wall Street's largest hedge fund, McCormick invested millions in China's biggest fentanyl producer, profiting off people's pain.
McCormick tells WHYY News he rejects the accusation that the investment had anything to do with the influx of illegal fentanyl.
Because Bridgewater owned a legal company that made fentanyl that was sold to hospitals. He's tying that to some sort of culpability on my part.
His campaign has also tried to flip the script and tie Casey to the problem.
Casey's trying to cover up his weakness on border policy. Under Biden, Harris, and Casey, illegal fentanyl is flowing over the border.
Casey told WHYY News that McCormick is just wrong about his record and doubled down on his claim about McCormick's investments.
I voted for border security 25 times, more than 25 times, including the two votes this year for the bipartisan border deal. Fentanyl coming into the country, first of all, starts in China, and this guy invested in the company that produced 90% of the fentanyl coming from China. And we know the Chinese fentanyl made its way to the United States of America.
Abby Jones, who studies drug addiction at Penn State, sympathizes with the parents who were shocked to suddenly lose their children to a problem they didn't fully understand. She told WHYY News that many people who overdose don't even realize they're taking fentanyl.
Now, there is more awareness of fentanyl. However, usually it is mixed in with a drug that someone is getting versus someone seeking fentanyl out per se. Now, that does happen. But it is an addictive substance. And sometimes it's more potent and it's cheaper.
Bonnie Basic of Bucks County was part of the gathering at the Trask House. She spoke about her son Morgan, who died at the age of 20 in 2017 when he overdosed on fentanyl a friend had given him.
I kept the same color of his room for his door, so that way there's still something there. I honor him twice a year by having a barbecue around his birthday and his death day. For mostly started out with me to not feel so alone. Because as time moves on, people forget, life moves on. But then the first barbecue, all the kids came back, and they just loved it. It was like coming home to them as well. So every year, twice a year, we have a barbecue just to honor him, to allow us to grieve, laugh, drink, whatever it is we want to do, and just be together again.
In order to give some meaning to Morgan's untimely death, Basic became a licensed counselor and started a nonprofit to help other grieving parents. She told WHYY News she's not sure how she feels about the crisis becoming a campaign issue, but she appreciates that the problem is getting publicity.
I would not say I'm a Republican. I wouldn't say I'm a Democrat. I wouldn't say I'm a Libertarian. I look to see what people vote upon, and then I then try to make the best choice I can. Because in the end, they're still bound by everyone else that's part of this group. So if one person, one parent, one child, one individual can hear any of it and be able to have any kind of ripple of change, that small little 1% doing things imperfectly, then that's the most important thing.
According to a recent study, the rate of fentanyl deaths has declined, but thousands more will die in Pennsylvania this year. Carmen Russell-Suchanski, WHYY News.